Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Culler for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Appling steals second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Gailhouse moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Callaway fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to home to get Callaway. Moses moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse fires to first and picks off Culler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tresh moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Tresh moves to third. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Appling is walked intentionally. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to second. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway bunts towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Soltis moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to third. Callaway moves to second. George Caster now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-3 in the game. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Soltis scores. Callaway moves to third. Moses moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Guy Curtright pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright strikes out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Turner now catching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-4 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner pinch hits for George Caster. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball towards left. Salters settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Salters. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.